So yesterday we spoke about the latter half of this pasuk. Today we'll speak about the former half. So the pasuk says, "Im kesef talved ami and ani machlati elokin noshe." Right. So normally "im" means if you will lend money to my people, to the poor among you, so then don't be like a creditor. Now normally "im" means if, but Rabbi Shmuel says, and this is in the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph, and it's quoted in the Mechilta as well, that there are three times in the Torah where "im" is not an option, it's an obligation. This is one of them, and there is a mitzvah to lend money to those who need it. Now, who does that mitzvah? Now, most of the Rishonim assume this is a mitzvah. Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perla and Mitzvah Chafhei assumes that there are Rishonim who think it's not a formal mitzvah, because otherwise the Gemara in Bava Metzia goes on to say that you should lend money to a Jew without ribbis before you lend money to a non-Jew with interest, which he says you wouldn't need to tell me if it was a formal mitzvah. But again, most Rishonim assume that it's a formal mitzvah to lend money. Now, to who do you have to lend money? So the Rambam seems to say that it is only a mitzvah to lend money to poor people. It's part of the general mitzvah of tzedakah. It has a unique chiyuv as well, but it's part of that rubric. Never, just like you have to give tzedakah to poor people, you have to lend money to poor people. In certain senses, the Gemara notes, and the Rambam expands on this, it's greater than the mitzvah of tzedakah, because when you give somebody charity, it takes away a little bit of their dignity. When you lend them money to help them get it back on their feet, it's less of a, right, you're less giving him a handout, you're giving him the ability to start anew, so it's a higher level of tzedakah because it allows him to maintain its dignity. And that seems to be the vision of the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah to lend money to poor people. The simple understanding is to lend money, whether it's for food or to start a business, for any reason. Ruchom Fishel Perla limits it to starting a business, but again, the simple understanding and explicit in the Tshuvas HaRash is that it's to lend money, whether it be for basic necessities or for business. But again, the Rambam thinks the mitzvah applies to the poor. However, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Tur, in Siman Tzadi Zayin, Choshen Mishpat, they know there's a mitzvah to lend money not just to poor people who need money, but to everybody, even a rich person who happens to need a loan. It would be a mitzvah to give him a loan. Again, we're talking about an interest-free loan. Now, why is it a mitzvah to lend somebody who's wealthy money? So here it seems to divide. The Chavetz Chaim has an entire sefer devoted to this mitzvah called Sefer Avas Chesed. And there he seems to say that while lending to a poor person is a unique mitzvah of im kesef talved amir ani imach, lending to a rich person who just needs capital, right? He's a millionaire, but all his money is tied up in stocks and he needs money now for business. So it's general chesed. It's not the specific mitzvah of lending money, but it's a general mitzvah of chesed. However, it doesn't sound that way if you look in Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Asher Wai says this, and he doesn't note, but he was preceded in this by Rav Shmuel Abuov in his Sefer HaZichronot Siman Zayin, where he says that maybe the reason that it's a mitzvah to lend money even to rich people is because if somebody needs money, no matter how rich he is, if he's going to borrow money, it must mean at the moment he doesn't have free cash, which means that he's what we call in Halacha ani ledavar zeh. For these purposes, he is poor. And therefore, if the mitzvah is to poor people, even somebody who's wealthy, if at the moment he needs a loan, so it falls under the rubric of im kesef talved ami et ani imach. And that seems to be the position of the Torah of Shulchan Aruch, that that this mitzvah of lending money is not just to poor people, but also to wealthy people. Now, the context of the pasuk is that you can't lend the money biribis. Often we get out of the problems of ribis, and that's a discussion for another time with a mechanism known as a heter iska, where we define the loan not as a loan but as a business deal, and therefore it's not really a deal. Now that may solve the problem of ribis, but as the Chafetz Chaim notes in Sefer Avos Chesed in Perek Bet in Os Tezvav, even if you solve the ribis problem, right, you solve the interest problem, if a poor person comes to you and you give him a loan and you use a heter iska to lend him money with ribis, so you may not have violated the prohibition against ribis, but you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah either. The mitzvah is to give an interest-free loan. If you're going to use these loopholes, so maybe you don't violate an issur, but you clearly don't fulfill the mitzvah in its fullest sense. And the poskim do note that this mitzvah only applies if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, right? And you're poor, or poor for these purposes, meaning you need the capital. Obviously, don't go lending money if it's going to make you poor. If you have the only time this mitzvah applies, if you have the money in the bank that you can afford to lend money to others, so then you can. If you can't, then obviously the mitzvah does not apply to you. Now, what happens if you don't lend the money? So here, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that not only are you mevatel mitzvah saseh if you don't lend money when you can, but you actually violate two lo saseh as well, because the pasuk in Dvarim Tezvav, in the context of Shemitah, says, as Shemitah is approaching, don't say, well, Shemitah is coming and is going to wipe away the loans, I'm not going to lend money. It says, lo tikbot, don't close your heart and your hand. And don't say, right, he shamer, etc. Don't say in your heart that the Shemitah is coming, I'm going to lose the money I lent, and I'm not going to lend. So Rabbeinu Yonah takes from here that anytime you don't lend money, and you could, in addition to being mevatel a positive mitzvah, you violate two prohibitions. The Rambam says, no, the only time you violate prohibitions, if it's because of Shemitah that you don't lend the money. If you don't lend money in general, that's not a great thing. It's a bittul of a mitzvah saseh, but you don't actually violate a lav. The last thing to note on this is the Chavetz Chaim notes in Avos Chesed that the value of this money, of giving interest-free loans, is not just a personal mitzvah, it's also a communal mitzvah. And that's why communities, historically, Jewish communities have always had a gemach, have always had have had funds for interest-free loans, because this value of lending money to those who need it without interest is so great that the community, which is more able to lend money than in any individual by himself, has to create institutions that will enable communal fulfillment of this mitzvah. And that's why pretty much every Jewish community in history has had some version of a gemach, if they could afford it, to fulfill the very important mitzvah of Im Kesef Talveh Et Ami Et Ani Imach.